You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today our guest is Kevin Powell with Rubicon Custom Homes. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about you're doing some multifamily stuff, which is apartments and condos and townhouses, if people don't know what multifamily means, as well as you do custom homes and you do some commercial build-out real estate kind
right.
of stuff
mm-hmm.
as well. So you're just a jack of all trades.
Well, we try to be.
All.
Yeah, we try to be the one-stop shop for real estate.
Well, so, that's awesome. Yeah. I think that's awesome. So, we were talking during the break. You have a new staff member. She's actually been with you a few months now, but
yeah, almost a year actually.
Oh wow,
that's how quickly time flies.
It does. Yeah. Well, now he's a new father. He's going to find out exactly how time flies.
I am living that for sure.
So Megan.
Yeah, Megan Young. She just recently graduated with her master's of architecture. Mm. So we brought her over to kind of fill a void we had. So now we design in house.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's great.
She's in the process of taking her test to be a licensed architect, we can't technically call her an architect yet.
Right.
True.
She's in that process, and she's been a great addition to us. So,
sure.
It's really, like I said, helped us to bring one more service to clients so they don't need to add another piece to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So
it
makes us truly, from concept to hand you the keys at the end of it, and you're in your home. So
That's awesome. It's
been great, and having somebody on site, she project manages for us as well, who really understands the process. And people have been very receptive to her and really enjoy working with her. So we're happy to have her.
And I was going to say, that is so important. An architect needs to be on site.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I have worked with multiple architects that they draw it, but it's very different when you see it being built and when you're actually on the project.
You are 100% correct, yes.
And I have actually, in some of my volunteer work with Habitat, I have done that too, especially when I'm siding something.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, really? You gave me a 1-inch space that I have to side? Could you not have just put that porch post all the way to the end?
Right.
No, aesthetically. I'm like, I don't care aesthetically. It's hard to do.
Yeah, there is a balance there. So when you're all involved in at the same time, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, so I love that she's a project manager as well.
Yeah, it's been a great fit for us. And it's only going to make her designs better, understanding, that process. And actually, to your point, it's worked both ways. So she's been working on projects that other architects draw, so she's seen the issues that have come online, and so again, that just kind of furthers her education and experience.
Well, and it's a great service to give to, your clients that come and don't have plans drawn yet,
right.
And that, they do truly, and, you said something about a napkin. I know that's true.
I know that.
I know that people come to you on napkins, paper towels, paper placemats, whatever they,
lined
paper, graph paper, whatever.
Yeah.
I want my house to look like this.
As technology's advanced, obviously there's programs out there, the chief architects and, ideas generators from house and Pinterest and all those things.
Oh,
but nothing really has replaced sitting down with a piece of paper and kind of sketching out box diagrams of what you want with your family. And that gives us a great idea, good concepts for what people want. And we just kind of take it for there.
Absolutely. Well, and I think a lot of people nowadays will have their smartphones, so they're going to take a picture of a house.
Right.
I like the way this house looks from the inside. And then they may say, but I want it to look like this on the inside.
Right.
And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Or, that'll work well because, trusses and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. A big service she's added beyond the drawing is 3D modeling. So, looking at a 2D or two-dimensional building print is okay at times, with people who really struggle with visualization.
Which is most people.
Yeah,
let's be honest. It's most people.
If you don't do it every day, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, but we're now able to model these three-dimensionally, kind of do walkthroughs, spin them around so you can actually see the depth and how the house is going to look. So it's that's been a huge home run for us and our clients, and kind of getting our point across. It helps avoid mistakes and avoid kind of expectations.
Sure. Well, and also cost sometimes.
Right.
The worst thing is when you build something out and the person walks in and they're like, well, that's not what I wanted, or I didn't think it was going to look like that.
Exactly.
And then you've got to change it.
I didn't think it would feel this small.
Right.
Can you remove that wall?
Yeah.
Yes, for $500
more. $500 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I mean,
but we have people come to us now to do that service alone, even if we're not building it, but it's for some other contractors in the area and developers. So it's been a welcome addition for sure.
Definitely.
That is. She would be definitely a welcome addition. Mm-hmm. I love that. So you mentioned you have a partner. We should give Michael his due.
He's working, right?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Michael, I don't think Michael's ever been on the radio.
No, not with us. So. I don't think so.
Which is kind of funny because I always think of Kevin as the shy one. So
right. Well, you get over that quick in here, I guess, right? No, yeah, Michael, as I said, you know, we became fast friends back in the 2000 or so, and have been great business partners ever since. So he handles a lot of the business and finance accounting side of things, and I'm more of the operational side, and we balance each other out very well. So
you need that. You need to have both of those to make it successful, and you obviously are doing that very well. Tell us a little bit more about kind of the process if someone wants to contact
you. Well, yeah, so you know, short of finding us, which we're on everything, you know, Instagram, you know, any social media is Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Your office is off of Sarah Road.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, the initial process really starts again from just an idea. So we have people come to us with a napkin drawing, with plans they bought online or another architect's plans, you know, any variation of that. So we'll sit down, kind of go through and make sure that their expectations are in line with what they want, you know, because budgets and timelines and those kind of things. So we can help you with lot selection, you know, down to finishing the drawings. And at that point, once we have working plans, we put it to a budget. We're very detailed, and that's what a lot of people like about us. Banks love us because of that. It's, you know, well over 100 line items on a spreadsheet that is how we track a budget. And that's updated regularly throughout the process. So, but once the budget's there, financing's in place, you know, we help you with the banks, the whole process really. And then the fun starts, the selections and the construction, where you actually see progress. And that's what people enjoy. You know, building a house can be very overwhelming.
Right.
There's thousands of choices for each individual item. But our team, you know, we work with interior designers as well, try and make that very seamless, try and limit and direct our clients into an area that they just don't feel overwhelmed. And it becomes an enjoyable process that way.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we pick up, you know, new friends at the end of the build and stay in touch. And it's worked well that way for us. So we're, you know, we don't advertise a lot. So our advertisement is our word of mouth and a happy client, because they tell their friends and tell their friends. And we just do what we say and stay on top of it. So it's been our model for a long time.
And it's worked very well. I mean, I have never heard anybody complain about a Rubicon home.
No.
Never.
No. It's a small town. You hear things.
And I remember, I think I was just starting out at the MCBA when Kevin started out with his business, and he walked into my office and was like, here we need to, you know, become a member.
Right.
And I think he was in one of those first parades, and it was out in Ellettsville. And it was just this really cool house, and you could tell the craftsmanship that he had put into this house. I was super impressed with this young guy that was able to build this really nice house so quickly. So
I was a lot younger back then, for sure.
We all were.
Yeah, I was just going to say, me too, Kevin. Yeah. Me too. Well, we only have a minute or so left, so I want to make sure you get to say your phone number.
Sure.
And where you're located again, so people can, and your website.
Sure, yeah. We're located down on Sarah Road. We're in with Remax Acclaimed and Todd Whitlock's dentist office in that building there. www.rubiconcustomhomes.com is how you find us on the web. Our number is 812-336-2421.
Awesome.
And again, any social media outlet we're on.
Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Pinterest.
I don't have a Snapchat for Rubicon, but
you don't need it, probably.
Right. House is a big one people go to see our stuff. We're on there. We're getting a lot of traffic on that. That's a great website.
Great. Good.
Thanks for joining us. There.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website or the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.